Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, we got the lines going. The lines are up. What's good, Locario? Talk to your boy. What's up with your mother?
What's good? What's popping? What's popping, people? What's going
on? What's going on, chat room? Hey, what's up, man? We want to say what's up to the big dogs in the chat room dogs. What's good with y'all, man?
The phone lines is working today, so y'all can call in.
Goddamn, fuck you, Locario. Yeah, the lines, I fucked up. The lines are working, yes. Y'all can call in. Got the lines working. So what we do is we'll read three emails apiece, take phone calls, and in the middle we'll kick off commercials. So, Locario, is it age before old school? Or well, who goes first?
You can go first.
All right, let me go first. Let me excuse my voice. I got to keep drinking this coffee. All right, let me see. The first email is, I just had that shit set up. Give me a second. Okay, the very first one is, Steve, we're all going through this COV thing. My life is worse than any current situation you can think of. I am not a person who gives importance to money. This may be the reason why my life is full of debt right now. I've been with my girl for the past year. I trusted her much more than even giving her credit for. I gave her my credit card and gave her money, and she used it in every possible way imaginable. Now she doesn't want to continue this relationship with me. What should I do? And the other thing we said, she cheated on me, and life is a pain. I need to get rid of this feeling. I know how to handle my bankruptcies. I just need help. What should I do?
So wait, he said his girl cheated on him and she used up his credit card?
Yeah, motherfucker gave her money. Yes, yes.
Look, man, you know, it's funny. It's sometimes, honestly, I'll be like, you know, don't these dudes know the answer? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't they know the answer to this fucking question? It's like, drop her. Like yesterday, immediately. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, this chick used up your credit card and cheated on you, and now you're in financial trouble because of this shit. So drop her. You feel what I'm saying? And so the thing is, you know, you guys, sometimes what happens is y'all, because you're so attached emotionally to these chicks, you allow yourself to get played. You allow yourself to be in these situations where, you know, shit fucks up your life. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you have to sometimes stop and take a second to take yourself out of the situation emotionally and look at the situation for what it is, and then make a decision based off of what's happening in the actual situation and not how you feel emotionally about the situation. Because he's, you know, a lot of guys get this where they're so invested in the girl that a bunch of bullshit happens and they keep fucking with her. You understand? This is what I was talking about in my last video. I was talking about, you know, dudes dealing with chicks of whack who display whack behavior. His chick is on some whack shit. So he needs to call it a day with her and just keep it moving. But, you know, dudes are so invested, they don't realize or they don't see the fucked up shit that's going on. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that, bro?
And 587, we'll bring you in 1 second. Yeah, my whole thing is this, Lucario. If she doesn't have your last name, don't give her a goddamn penny.
Right.
If she doesn't have, now I will say it again, guys. If she doesn't have your last name, don't give her shit. And I don't give a fuck if she's living with you. I don't give a fuck if y'all been together for more than 6 years. Don't give her shit. She is an adult. She is a responsible person. And the fact that you gave her money is showing, well, shows me, and I'm sure Mr. Lucario, that you're not standing on your name. You're not standing on your principles. You're not standing on your narratives, your laws, your rules, your vision statement. Your mission. You ain't standing on shit. You ain't standing on your square, so to speak. And what's happening is when a woman tastes pussy, Lucario, when she when your pussy is tighter than hers, Lucario, she going to do whatever she wants to do because she knows she can get away with it. What say you, brother?
Right. Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they chicks, they'll keep doing shit because you keep letting them get away with this stuff. It's that simple. You understand? And look, women show no mercy to weak dudes. If they see that you're weak, they just gonna keep. It's like they turn into bullies. Women will turn into a fucking bully if you show them that you're weak. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
They want to crush you even more. You understand? Because they look at it and they look at you like, God damn, like this motherfucker ain't about shit. He let me do whatever the fuck I want. He never checking me. He don't say nothing about nothing. So her respect level for you is gone. So she don't. So at that point, she doesn't give a fuck about nothing when it concerns you. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? She's gonna keep fucking with you and it's gonna keep getting worse. Like, just like the other day, that video, it was going around, I put up on my Facebook, where it was this dude at a restaurant.
Oh gosh,
you saw that, he just slapped the shit out of him. You understand? And that's what happens. It gets to that point where the disrespect is so heavy that she'll just slap the shit out of you like you nothing. And that's it. So, you know.
Yeah. We got a call to take. We got two ads to run. But yeah, but Lucario, I'm gonna have to go to. Let me see here. I'm gonna have to definitely real quick go to the book of Grassology on that one.
From the book Grassology, keep eating grass, you weak bitch, while we eat meat. Grassology rule one: a woman isn't gonna fuck with a man whose pussy is tighter than hers. Guys, this means if you're wimpy, scared, have no confidence, or you just can't lead her, she's going to make you her bitch. Why? Because a woman doesn't want to date herself.
All right, we're going to go ahead and answer this line, and then we're going to hit a Lucario commercial. Let's go ahead and bring this call in. Let's see here. Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Let's do it.
Hey, you guys!
Cut that bitch out!
Area code 587. How you doing, sir? What's up?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear
you. Yes, what's your question? What's your question?
Okay. Do you really believe in love? Like, can you really, like, love a chick? Love a girl? And also, is your definition of love different from what Hollywood pushes, or I guess what the movie pushes, in, I guess, this one chick that you're super, you know what I mean?
All right, well, hold on. Let's
super
answer the question.
Whatever.
All right, hold on, 587. Okay. Would you like to go first, or shall I, Lucario?
You can go first. And
all right, define a love. Yeah, let me explain. Let me tell you what love is. Love is looking in the motherfucking mirror every day at that motherfucker I see, and telling him he is one bad motherfucker, and I love him. Mm-hmm. I love the motherfucker. That's love to me is what I see in the mirror. Mm-hmm. A woman doesn't get my love, and I don't hand my love over to a woman like Halloween candy. She's got to put on her fucking high heels, and she's got to walk her ass up my goddamn mountain and lift my hammer. That's just to get my attention. That's not getting my love. Because before you get my love, you've got to get my attention. You've got to get my motherfucking respect. Because hold on. Real quick, Lucario, 587. I don't fall into love. That's what the regular guys do. I fall into respect. Fuck love. Love can be for those women. You know, she can fall in love day in and day out watching the soap opera and shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I fall into respect. I fuck that love shit. I want to fall in respect. Lucario, what say you, sir?
Now, that's real shit. And I would say, to answer this question about the Hollywood shit, Hollywood displays the worst, description or fucking, vision of what love is. Because, Hollywood just shows a bunch of nonsense that don't really mean nothing in real life. You understand what I'm saying? They show a bunch of bullshit. But as far as love is concerned, again, one thing is you gotta love yourself, just like Steve was saying. You gotta look in the mirror and love who the fuck you see and who you are. And then because you love yourself, then that's the only way you can actually love a woman, and vice versa. That's the only way a woman could actually love you, is if she loves herself. A lot of times the reason why you don't get shown love by certain women is because the women themselves don't love themselves. And then so therefore they can't show you, they can't give you what they don't have. You understand what I'm saying? If they don't have it for themselves, they can't give it to you. You see what I'm saying? And so that's the thing where you got to understand that it's something that's coming from inside you, and then you can also show that to the other person. You see what I mean? But a lot of people, they don't have love for themselves, which is why they can't really even, give that love out to anybody else. You see what I'm saying? But, ultimately, it's just about you loving yourself. And the thing is this, like Steve was saying, and I did a video about this, women fall in love and men love, or men should love. So the difference is this: a woman falls in love, meaning she's like all butterflies in the stomach. Oh my God, this guy's amazing. And oh, this is great. And I'm thinking about him all day. That's because she's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
A man shows love. And I think my dude, Gorgeous Dre, said it once, where he was basically saying to the effect of, you show a woman love just the same way that, like, God shows love to his people, or a king shows love to his people. You understand? It's almost a love of, like, I'm bestowing this love of, on you from a different level. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not in love with you as far as emotional, but my love is very, it's very fair and practical, and it's like how the sun shines all the time. You understand? Yes. No matter what, I show that love. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Hey, Lacar, let me tell you something. I love myself so much, I go to the police station and put out restraining orders on my motherfucking self. Because all I do is follow myself, I stalk myself, and I keep sending myself love letters and shit like that. That's how you got to feel. And you put your emotions in yourself. Love yourself. Right. Okay, Lucario, you're up, and then we'll run a commercial. Guys, I want to call in. That's the number. Lucario, you're up, brother.
All right, cool. Let me get this email real quick. Hold on. All right, so this one says, there was a girl that I went out with on a date a little over a month ago. We had a great time, and then the following week, when I was going to set another date, the coronavirus started. I called her to try to get her to come out to my place, but she said it was too risky. So I said, cool, and just tried to hit her up just to have a chat. The last time I called her, it went straight to voicemail, and I left a message, and she hasn't called back. It's been 3 days since I left the message, and I haven't got a call or a text back. What should I do?
All right, guys. Y'all, you have to understand something. What you should do is charge that shit to the game, because a lot of you guys do not understand how women are when they're interested in you. When a woman is interested in you, what she's going to do, she's going to call you 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, even on Sunday. She's going to ask you what you're doing. She's going to want to spend time with you. She's going to call you up. She's going to say, who are you seeing right now? Are you talking to any other women or anything like that? And see, Mr. Lucario, I think the problem is that guy is playing more defense than offense. I don't think this guy put his bid in. I don't think this guy told her off the bat that, you know what, I want to get at you. I don't want to be your friend. I think he was waiting for the sun, moon, and stars to line up, and this motherfucking woman all of a sudden likes him. Nah, fuck that. Listen, charge that shit to the game. 205-850, we're going to bring you into 1 second. Lucario, what you got on that, brother?
Yeah, I think also, too, this is a good lesson for guys to understand that you got to strike while the iron's hot, man. Strike while the pussy's hot, I should say. You know what I'm saying? Because what this whole coronavirus shit taught a lot of dudes is like, damn, I should have hollered at that girl, you know, or I should have made that move that I was going to make, and I hesitated because now it's in a situation where you don't got access as much as easily as you did. So if he would have, when he first went out with her, really trying to make something happen, then she would have probably been more receptive or more responsive based off of his actions and behaviors during that first date or that first interaction. So he probably was, you know, sort of tiptoeing and like being a little, you know, indirect and being a nice guy and shit. And so she didn't really feel that connection or attraction in that moment. So now she's sort of like, whatever. So I would tell him is like, yo, you know, just keep that shit pushing, because the fact that she didn't even hit you up and it's been 3 days, it's showing her interest is low as fuck. So, you know what I mean?
Low as a motherfucker. Okay, guys, we got two calls to come in. We got to take a real quick commercial break because you know what? It's inside you, like my dog always says. Let's go and get it. Right, yeah, here we go.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game, and welcome to badboymembership.com. This is a place where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Look, I know you're tired of getting rejected. I know you're tired of being scared to approach girls. I know you're tired of being alone on a Friday night. So this is why you need to join the Bad Boy membership, because once you join it, you're going to start to step up your game. You're going to learn how to date and attract the woman that you want. Remember, the truth is inside you. Peace.
The truth is inside you. Peace. And this one before we take the calls.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right, here we go. Just being facts, being honest enough. All right, we're here with Mr. Lucario and Steve D. Williams, 515-605-9373. Let's bring the calls in.
Cut that bitch out.
Area code 205. What's your question? What's up? You on with Miss Lucario and Steve? All right, go to the next one. Oh shit! All right, they hung up. Okay, well, let's just keep going. They got scared. We don't bite. If y'all got to call in, y'all got questions, y'all call in. We got you. All right, well, let's go ahead and get to the next message real quick. Next email. Let me see. Here you go, Miss Lucario. And this is, here you go. Steve, I'm a 25-year-old guy, and I've been in a relationship for a year. We love each other, but something happened a while ago, and I don't know if it's a big deal or not. She was on the phone, and I saw a text that she was looking at from her ex, a guy that she dated a couple of times ago before we were going out. They are friends, which isn't a problem to me, but every now and then he'll send a I don't even know what's an NSFW. What does that fucking mean?
Not safe for work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know that shit. Okay. A text. I think. Damn, the car. You knew that shit. Okay. Text to her that is silly. He'll send a dirty gift or something like that. What I saw was something that said, "Kind of miss you, thinking about you." She responded with a few laughing emojis. And sometimes I can see they get into deep conversations. Let me just get to the bit of it. The problem again, they're friends, he's saying. And he's saying, is this a big deal? Should I handle it or should I just let it go? What say you, Ms. Lucario?
Well, the thing is, he said he saw all that shit in her phone.
Yeah, he saw it on her phone. Well, yeah, he saw it on her phone. Yeah, they've been.
That's the thing. That's the hard part about this type of situation, because the thing is, you know, you shouldn't be looking at your chick's phone. So that's gonna be a whole nother thing. She's gonna be like, "Yo, why are you looking at my phone?" And then the conversation gonna go to why, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. Now, if you caught her specifically cheating, or a situation where they something actually happened, then that's one thing. But also, too, if that's her ex, it seems like he's trying to get back at her. And what could be happening is that she's using him for attention to as the ego boost. But it's still such a thin line because that's really her ex. So anything could happen. So what I would say to him is what he could do is this. He could have a conversation with his girl and let her know something without letting her know that he knows about the thing. So what I mean is this. He could sit his girl down and have a conversation and be like, yo, listen, I just want to let you know I don't really like when I'm in a relationship with someone when they do A, B, and C. And if they do A, B, and C, I'm not going to want to be in a relationship with them. You feel what I'm saying? So he's letting her know, like, look, if I'm with you and you're my girl, I don't want this, and this to happen. Now, if it does happen and I catch you it happening or you let me know what's happening or whatever, we can't do this no more. You understand what I'm saying? So you put it in her ear so that she knows, but you don't necessarily let her know that you went through her phone or looked at her phone, which is, I tell you guys, don't look in the phone, because now that's going to be a different situation where she's going to sort of take attention from the issue and look and talk about the phone. You understand what I'm saying? And then so you want to make sure that she knows the situation. She knows what she shouldn't be doing, and then put that in her ear and then have her check herself so that she could, do the thing she needed to do. But I always tell you guys, do not look in your girl's phone, because there's a lot of shit that's going on in there that you do not want to see. And a lot of times they do shit for attention, and you're going to interpret that as her, you know what I'm saying, trying to do some other shit. You know what I mean?
Lucario, there's two problems here. You already nailed them both. One is the fact that, you know what, I call him a Snoopy. You don't be a Snoopy. Stop snooping in your woman's shit. I don't give a fuck what she do, and you better not get caught. And number two, my whole thing is this. Look, I'm not an insecure guy, but my woman ain't going to be friends with no Mr. Lucario type motherfucker. That's doing that bad boy, smooth ass shit. Fuck you. Hell no. Look, my whole thing is this with Mr. Carl. What are those other guys giving you that I'm not giving you? Why do you need, or why are you so adamant to talk to another guy? Send him emojis, laugh at his dirty jokes and stuff like that. You're disrespecting my name. So I will give her two choices. Either she got one shot to clean that shit up, or guess what? You can have your guy friends, and you can cuddle with them all you want. We just going to fuck on the side. There ain't going to be no relationship. Because if you want those motherfucking guys, you can have them. If you want to text those guys, text them. And I'll be texting you so you can either suck my dick or come over and put your face in the pillow and have your ass up in the motherfucking air. 100. We got two, we got two calls. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Here it goes, 703. And then 111. 703, what's your question, brother?
Is that me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yep.
No. It's not really a question. I just want to thank you and Mr. Lucario, man. I've been watching Mr. Lucario and Mr. Williams for a while. I've been reading a lot of books about women, for the last couple of years. And every single time I go into relationships and, just being in a relationship, I always get played. And I'm always wondering, what's going on. There's, a three-dimensional chess going on. And I'd always end up getting hurt. And I started watching Mr. Lucario at first. And I understood the game so much more. And I definitely really appreciate it. And I want to say thank you, bro. It made me kind of love myself.
That's what's up, man. I love hearing that, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, young man, real quick, you're going to have ups and downs, man. And like I say, Lucario and myself, we're great support systems for you guys. But we will punch you in your chest as well, okay? Mm-hmm. But we appreciate that shit, man. Okay, we got 111, then 289 next. 111, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, this is Vata from Singapore. I want to talk to we don't have no lockdown in Singapore, so I saw another girl. I brought her back to my place. We showed her some wine and we started talking and stuff. But she she became quite aggressive when I tried to escalate with her, and she started slapping down my thighs.
Wait.
So, okay, I think he said he talked to a girl, and she thought he was aggressive?
I think so. I can't say it again.
Wait. It's the car. Say it one more time. You saw a girl, and what happened?
So I saw a girl, and she came back to my place, my flat, and we were sitting down. I tried to escalate, and she slapped me in my face because she said, I'm aggressive when I wasn't.
Okay. We got it. Nice. So he doing that PUA shit because he used the word escalate. He got a girl right. over. He tried to touch her, and she said she's being too aggressive. Can I start?
He said she slapped him in the face.
Brother, this is not porn. How do y'all PUA motherfuckers think that you can just, you're a complete fucking stranger? What makes you think that you can get a woman over your house and then she gonna really pull it, like the musical Click On, and she's like, oh, is that a cucumber in your pants? And the music turns on, she takes her clothes off, gets on her knees and sucks your dick. Man, get off that PUA shit. Real men don't use no fucking word like escalate. Lucario?
This is the thing. I always tell guys, look, man, when you first are dealing with a girl for the first time, always say, make sure she's at a 10 and you're at an 8, meaning make sure that she is showing way more sexual interest and vibes than you are. You understand what I'm saying? Because you want her to be letting you know how much she wants it from you. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of the other way around. Because what happens is a lot of guys, they get a girl to come over to their house, or they go to her house and they get excited that they dealing with a chick or whatever. And it's like they just be going in real quick and real heavy. And so either the girl, because she's sort of wishy-washy and nervous, you understand what I'm saying? Funny in the chat. Because she's all nervous and shit and wishy-washy and she's all over the place. Then you start to do something, and then she starts to feel funny, and then it's a wrap. So what I'm saying is that you guys got to always, when it's the first time you fucking with a girl, you don't know her from nowhere, it's the first time you're getting, you know, sexual, make sure she's the one who's doing most of the initiating. You understand? You could talk and do a lot of verbal shit, and you can still touch a little bit here and there, but you gotta have her coming on to you more than you're coming on to her, so that she's letting you know that she actually wants it. Because understand this, a lot of times women will be in situations where this is how goofy women will act. At 8:45, the girl will want to fuck you, right? You get to your house by 9:15, right? Now she's like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to fuck this guy. And then by 9:25, she want to fuck you. And then by 9:30, she not sure she want to fuck you. You understand what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying is that you want to make sure that she is actually really wanting to do it. Because if the girl don't really want to do it, she'll still probably do it out of feeling like pressured to do it. Because she's like, well, I'm here, and I don't really know this motherfucker. And I'm not sure if he's going to rip me or beat my ass if I don't do it. You see what I'm saying? So you want to chill and lay back and let her choose to fucking do it. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Let her choose to be the one to do it. So you don't have to worry about getting slapped or hit or her acting stupid or her giving you a false rape accusation and all that other shit. Lay back and let her do it. Now, once you do that and then you have sex and you fuck, and then next you know, you hook up with her again, then it's all good because now y'all know each other. Now it's all good. But when it's the first time, chill the fuck out. Let her come on to you more, and then you make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got it. All right, we got another call. 571, then 289. 571. What's your question, sir? What's up? 571 going once. 571 going twice. All right, goodbye. Area code 289. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, brother. We can hear you. What's up?
What's going on?
All right, first off, I want to say that a lot of niggas that be calling you have these beta-ass questions that I feel like they could answer themselves if they put in the work and, you know, garner the experience. Because I feel like niggas be asking about love and shit. Like, my girl be talking to me about that, and I can't relate to her. You know, sometimes I'll be waking up in the morning and she's calling me king. which I appreciate, but it's like.
All right, which, that's what's up, brother. You have a question?
No. I just wanted to make a statement.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll throw you back in. Nice statement, man. It sounded like he was underwater or something. 571, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? So I was just going to ask I was going to Lucario. I was going to ask so as far as, like, disrespect goes, like, all right, so, like, let's say, like, a girl says some shit, like, for example, like, let's say y'all playing around or some shit like that, and you say, like, I don't know, you're saying some dumbass shit, just making her laugh or some shit like that, like, y'all just chilling at the house, whatever, and she'd be like, oh, you sound so stupid or you sound so dumb or whatever and shit like that. And, like, to me, like, it don't make me feel no type of way, like, because I know I'm not those things, whatever. I'm just joking around and shit like that. But do you think it makes a difference, like, her getting comfortable saying, like, little, I don't know, that name call and shit like that? Do you think it's a big deal? Or is it just how you feel about it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Carl, you want to go first or shall I?
Yeah, I go first. Well, everything is context. You understand? It's context. It's tone. This is why it's important to have social intelligence. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, like let's say for example, you talking with a girl, you playing around with her, and you make a joke, and then she's like, and then she replies, and she's like, oh my God, you're so stupid, and she's like laughing about it, right? And she has that tone, like, oh my God, you're stupid or whatever, right? That's not disrespect, because y'all playing around and she's saying it in a tone where it's sarcastic. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're chilling with a girl and she's like, yo, you're so fucking stupid, I don't understand why you do this or what, you understand what I'm saying? That's a different tone. That's disrespect.
Yeah.
So it's not about what's necessarily, it's not about just the words per se, it's about the tone and the context of what's happening in the situation. So this is why you got to be able to be, you know, read social cues and have the social intelligence to understand the difference. So it depends on the interaction. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the tone of what's going on. It's the difference between somebody saying, you know, like you could tell a chick like, yo, you a bad bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a compliment. You feel what I mean? But if you say to a girl, you fucking bitch, that's disrespect. You see what I'm saying? So it just depends on the context and the tone. That's it.
Yeah, I think he missed the whole entire point of the flirtation that's going on. He started off saying that, you know what, I started being funny and joking around with her. When a woman tells you you're silly or you're stupid in that context, then it is flirtation. It's not disrespect. Disrespect is if she just says that you a dumb motherfucker out the blue. Without you saying anything, that's disrespect. But if you're, like, playing footsies or, you know, you joking around and stuff like that, like, you know, shut up. Man, you a crazy bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Girl, you crazy. You one crazy bitch. She was like, oh, man, honey, you so sweet. You know, but what you've done there is you got to understand the difference between flirting and having fun and disrespect.
Right.
Disrespect is when she is serious and really talking shit to you. But if she's telling you you're silly and all that other stuff, you're going towards the panties sliding down. Women love a sense of humor. Women love guys that are intelligent, that are creative and adventurous and have an imagination. So she's not going to disrespect. She's not disrespecting you. She's just riding your wave saying, okay, you got my attention. We laughing. We having a good time. What's the fucking deal? Cario?
Yeah, shout out to my dude Tylon Washington in the chat. That's the homie from long time ago. You know,
Tylon Washington. There you go.
That's the thing. Dudes just got to understand the social cues, man. That's it. You know what I mean? They just need to understand, like, you know, what's the actual things that's going on in these situations. You see what I'm saying? And so that you know the difference. This is why it's important to go out there and talk to women and interact with women, because you know how to read social cues. You know how to read women. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the thing. A lot of guys, that's the problem, where they don't know necessarily how to read women. And so understanding how to read women is a huge thing you need to know when it comes to game and when it comes to making things happen. That's like the middleman between you and the pussy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
all right.
You got to know how to do that. And a lot of dudes don't know how to do that. So this is why you have sometimes where A guy will talk to a girl and he, you know, he don't realize the chick's not even feeling him. And then the chick is trying to be nice and reject them politely. And then the dude keep talking. And then she's like, look, you know, I'm not interested. And then he's looking at her like, damn, why you got to be such a bitch? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you didn't even read the signs. This chick ain't want to talk to you for the past 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So this dude's got to understand, man.
Yeah, 678, we bring you in 1 second. Got to go to a quick commercial. 678, we'll bring you in 1 second. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and welcome to badboymembership.com. This is a place where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Look, I know you're tired of getting rejected. I know you're tired of being scared to approach girls. I know you're tired of being alone on a Friday night. So this is why you need to join the Bad Boy membership, because once you join it, you're going to start to step up your game. You're going to learn how to date and attract the women that you want. Remember, the truth is inside you. Peace.
The truth is inside you. Peace. Here we go.
Picking up women isn't the hard part of the game. The hard part is taking the first step. If you're ready to grow in a way like you never have before, then send Steve an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave a number and Steve will call you. The question is, are you ready to stop trying to be like someone else and find the true you? TheManMindset.com. It's more than a website. It's a lifestyle.
All right, we're back. Let's go ahead and bring in caller 678. Let's do it the right way. Let's do it.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch out!
Area code 678. What's your question, brother? What's up?
I'm Ricardo Steve.
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Okay. All right. My question is that, have you ever heard of the claw? The claw. It's like you take the woman's hand, a stranger, you make out. A guy from 33 Secrets.
All right, man. Say no to drugs, man. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So let's go to 2-4. What the fuck is the crawl? What the fuck is the crawl, man? What, crawfish? All right, we got two more calls. 240. Oh, I'm sorry, 678. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, brother. All right, Erico, 240. What's the question, man?
Yo, that shit was funny. Yo, what's good?
What's your question?
So I'm trying to like get a poly situation started, like with just me and two girls. And I was wondering, like, do you think it's a good idea to have two women who like are not sexually attracted to each other, like to kind of like be in the same household? Like, I'll try to like all three of us stay together or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, Carl, you want to go first or shall I?
So he's saying he's trying to get
a poly. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Him and two girls. So he's asking, should they be sexually attracted to each other?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it depends on what you want to try to do. Like, if that's important to you, for the girls that you're dealing with to be sexually attracted to each other, you're going to need to first have one girl that you know who likes women, and then you got to find another girl who likes women, introduce them, and then see if they, you know what I'm saying? But that's the way you would do it. You feel what I mean? But, you know, you got to understand the difference between, are you trying to just have a threesome, or are you trying to have like a actual poly relationship? Because it's not like he's just trying to have a threesome. You know what I'm saying? So that's two different things. So you got to figure out what he's trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So Steve, what's
yeah, I would say in this scenario that there's two different types of polys you can have. You can have the one poly where you have two women. They don't interact with each other, but they interact with you. So that means Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you spend time with one. Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, you spend time with the other one, and then you do it like that. But I think your problem is if you don't have the balls to tell these women that you have other women, then it's not going to work out for you, because it seems like you wanted to have all that stuff. But like LaCara said, it seems like he wants a threesome. So if you just want a threesome, ask for a threesome. Don't sit there and ask for, you know, having women over. If you're a young dude, the only reason I say you get married is if you want to have kids. If you don't want to have kids, you shouldn't think about getting married. You should be looking at getting a roster of women. Have your nurse. Have your woman to cook your meals. Have that woman to give you massages. Have that woman to be your dick-sucking woman and something like that. Have your roster But don't look to get married or having two wives. Have your multiple women and then see, like Lucario said, see if any of them connect and just have a threesome, young man.
Right on.
So we got another call, 208. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Oh, hi. I'm not so good at hooking up, and I was wondering, would you guys maybe be able to come over and do a number on my wife?
Wait. Brother. Hold on.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts. Bitch, I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll.
Man, y'all can tell the war on men is great. you can see that. You see the war on us is great. They got women. They got women having men. Jeez.
See that's okay. That's what the actual cuckold is. That's what, because dudes be always talking about beta male cucks. That's what cuckold shit is. When you are actively wanting to watch some dude fuck your wife, and you know what I'm saying, and you're in a monogamous relationship.
Yes,
you want the dude to fuck. That's the cuckold. So for those who don't know, dudes just be thinking, you know, they be throwing around the word cuck like, and they don't know the actual definition of the shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? What's up with that caller? He need more help than anybody in the chat room, because eventually he gonna want to get some pussy. And I'm sorry, this is a show for guys that like women. Okay, you might be on the wrong show. You need to go to the left towards San Francisco, brother. Let's bring in this anonymous call. Area code 111. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hi, can I hear my iPod?
Oh my god! Yo,
what's up, man? What's up?
I called again. I just wanted to say, the girl I'm talking to another. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What's up?
All right, so I talked to another girl. Another girl number. And, there's a girl I met last week, and she texts me. She says she wants to come over. I told her, we can watch some film, I think like that. And she said, you should come. And we started getting a bit sexual. She sent me a video, and I sent her a video of mine. But she said I'm very skinny, and she not applied to my message anymore.
All right, so you sent the girl to come over to watch TV and shit. Do you want me to go first, Lucario, on this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I just made a fucking man attitude video on, and it's called "You Can't Come Over Unless I'm Coming." And I don't want, guys, get your crayons out on this shit. I do not want you to call a woman asking her to come over to watch Netflix or hang out. If you are coming over, you're coming over because I'm ready to come. If you ain't going to do that, then stay your motherfucking ass home. Call that sucker up and go over to his house, eat his food, eat his popcorn, and play his video games. But when you want some dick, bring your ass over here. Lucario, what say you, sir?
Nah, so he was saying that the chick wanted him to come over, but she ain't want to do nothing? Is that what you see?
Yeah, well, no, because he talking about going watching movies, though.
Oh, nah. Look, man. Again, yeah, like you said, man, you got to let them know you're trying to make it happen. And if they ain't trying to make it happen, we ain't got to come over. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're done. You know what I mean? So it's that simple, man. You know, dudes got to just get to the point and stop wasting time with these chicks who just want to get your attention. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. Hey, guys, say it with me, chat room. You can't come over if I ain't coming.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. Area code 778 and 216. 778, what's your question?
Why won't you just do my wife?
Man, you sound like a cuck, man. Shut your bitch ass up. Anyway, 216, what's your question, sir?
Oh, yeah, I got a question. So I was messing around with this chick for a couple of months, and she told me a couple of things. I found out she said she messed with like 40, 50, maybe even 60 different men. She lost count after 40-something. So she really don't remember. And then on top of that, when I do try to talk to her about shit, she go from 0 to 60. And she 37, no kids, make like 100K per year. So should I charge her to the game? Because it seems like she could be bipolar. Or is she a slut? I mean, but if you 37, you're going to have like body.
Stop. Guys, listen to Uncle Dean for a second. Stop fucking with these ain't shit, low-hanging fruit, bottom-of-the-barrel bitches. Why the fuck? And let me say this with all love, 678. Let me say something to you, brother. All this, she go from 0 to 100 type bullshit? No, motherfucker. You allow her to go from 0 to 100 because a woman's only going to do what the fuck you let her do. So I don't want to hear this shit, but guys, I'm telling y'all, to the fat, fugly, ain't shit bitches, have more pride in yourself and fuck with the 10s, 9s, 8s, and 7s. Licario?
Yeah, well, the only thing that really stood out to me where I was like, you shouldn't be fucking with the chick is you saying that she went from 0 to 100 real quick or 0 to, you know what I'm saying? Where she's all over the place like that. That's the main thing. Like, you know, as far as her fucking dudes and shit, most of these girls, I be telling you guys about this body count. Most of the girls you meet, they're going to have high body counts or what you consider high body count. So that's already out the window. So you can't, it don't even matter about that. Right. All that matters is how is this chick fucking acting and how she's dealing with you. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if she's on some bullshit or she's acting out of pocket, don't fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. You know what I mean?
Licario, why do they always ask about body counts? Y'all ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to.
Right.
Don't ask her how many buckshots she has. Just take a blue, one of those blue lights, Licario, and just scan over her motherfucking ass and look at all the cum war wounds on her body. Don't ask no questions, man. Let's bring in 678 before we ask the questions. 678, do you have a question, man? What's up?
Okay. When you approach a girl, right, and you grab her hand and start making out, that is the call.
Wait, brother. Brother, you just said, hold on. Tell me that shit again. You approach her,
okay.
Do what now?
The claw is that you approach a woman. When you approach a woman, you grab her hand, then you make out like that. That's the claw.
So you wanna go grab a woman's hand without her permission to stick your tongue down her throat. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm saying that I got you from the 33 Secrets. I got you from a picture of all this, the 33 Secrets.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
What the fuck is he talking about? Rape?
He's talking about...
Just pick up all this, 33 Secrets.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking...
The claw or the cross and shit, where you grab the girl and then you kiss her or some shit. But again, like I said, y'all gotta stop looking at things as like these tactics and shit. Like, listen, if you have social intelligence, right, and you can read women, you will know when you talk to a girl if that girl wants you to kiss her or not. It's that simple. So it's not about you doing something. It's about you having social intelligence, because you'll do that shit to some girl. You put her, your hand out. She may shake your hand. You grab her and try to kiss her, and she punch you in the face. You're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, bitch, don't you know I'm doing the crawl? Like, I'm doing the... So you got to know if she actually... Look, I've been in situations where I walk up to a girl, and I give them a hug real quick, and we kiss on the lips just like that.
Yeah.
But it's because I could see and I could tell she wanted to do that shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about social intelligence. Like, y'all be thinking, see, the problem, this is my problem with pickup artists.
Yeah.
A lot of guys who aren't good with women, they look at pickup artists and they think that they're doing some sort of trick. Like, okay, do A, B, and C, and then D's going to happen to every girl. And it's like, no, you got, it's not a fucking formula. It's, you have to feel the situation. That's what it is to be able to interact and flirt and build sexual tension and get a girl to want to fuck with you, is that you have to tap into the feeling of the moment. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the feeling. And you got to be able to read that, the social cues. You got to see, you know, look at her in her eyes. Look at, is she smiling at you? Is she flirting with you? Is she showing you that look and that energy that she wants to make something happen? You feel what I mean? But you're not going to know those things unless you're used to going out. Because this time, even guys, they miss out on the signs that a girl is actually interested. A dude will be chilling with a girl. The girl, like, I was with this, hanging out with this one dude at this spot one time, and I could tell the girl wanted to fuck this dude, but his social intelligence is shit that he didn't realize it, right? And then I end up fucking a girl because he didn't know what the fuck to do, because she's all horny and pent up because of him, but he fucking left, and then so I just took her and fucked her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but he didn't know what to do, so I'm like, nigga, you stupid. But that's what happens with these dudes, man.
Guys, get your crayons out on this, please.
Okay, guys, it's time to get your crayons out.
Now listen to Uncle Dean when I tell y'all guys. If y'all want to crawl your ass over and grab a woman's hand and kiss her, stick your tongue down at your throat, don't get mad when you crawl your ass to jail and some guy named Boom Boom crawls his ass up on your motherfucking ass because you're a rapist. This is not a rapist show. Get your cupcake rapist PUA ass off this motherfucker, because we don't promote that goofy ass shit. Ain't nobody, what the fuck you think? The pussy stork is going to bring a girl that you can grab and just stick your tongue down? You sound like you can't even get pussy. Fuck you mean grab a chick? When's the last fucking woman you've been around that you goddamn? I'm sorry, Miss Carr. That should be pissing me the fuck off, man. Anyway, let's go to a quick commercial ads, and we'll read some emails. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can. Let me go ahead and get the bad boy of the dating game set up again. Check this out, guys.
To Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and welcome to badboymembership.com. This is a place where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Look, I know you're tired of getting rejected. I know you're tired of being scared to approach girls. I know you're tired of being alone on a Friday night. So this is why you need to join the Bad Boy membership, because once you join it, you're going to start to step up your game. You're going to learn how to date and attract the woman that you want. Remember, the truth is inside you. Peace.
All right, let me get this one real quick, and then we'll go. Lucario will be up next. Let me just play this one real quick. Here we go.
While everyone is either bitching about women, going their own way, or telling you guys never to date women. Steve, what kind of fuckboy shit is that? I'm sorry. Anyway, while they're doing everything to make you run from women, Steve is doing everything he can to push you closer. Welcome to the Man Mindset chat line. If you're ready to spit some yak or put some flavor in her ear, call this number now. You say you want women? Well, now's your chance.
All right, we're back. Lucario, is it my turn or yours? You're up?
I think it's my turn.
Okay,
yeah.
You're up, sir. You're up. Yeah, we got six more minutes left in the show, guys. Go ahead, Lucario.
Yeah, this is a real short one. Hold on, let me get this real quick. So this one says, will women take me away from my purpose? Should I focus on my goals now and then get with women later? So what's your thoughts on that?
Will women take me away from my purpose? All right, yeah. Guys. Okay, let me tell y'all about this purpose shit. Guys, get the fuck off this purpose. Guys, purpose is just called responsibility, guys, all right? That y'all take these words. Get out. Whoever say to get on your purpose shit, go to their house and punch them in the fucking face. Purpose is responsibility. My question I always ask guys who ask me that shit, Lucario, do you just, when you were in high school, did you just go to English class every fucking day and go home? Fuck no. You went to English, math, social studies, science, and maybe PE and lunch, whatever the fuck.
Right.
Your purpose is your responsibility. where you're supposed to get a good job. You're the best that you can get. You're supposed to have nice things for yourself. That's being responsible. Stop using purpose as an excuse. You, while you are doing one thing as being responsible, you're supposed to be out there biting her neck and taking her ass up the motherfucking tree. Fuck purpose. It's called responsibility. Licario, what's up?
Well, this is the thing that guys don't understand is, see, a lot of dudes, this is what happens with a lot of cats, right? They never understood what, like you said, it's responsibility. It's you doing the things you would be doing anyway as a man. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you do anyway. So it's not like I'm either doing the things that I'm planning to do or that I need to do and or get with girls. You do both of them at the same fucking time.
Yes.
So the thing is, what guys do is they use that as an excuse to not have to take the responsibility when it comes to dealing with women, meaning they don't want to have to take the responsibility to improve themselves when it comes to dealing with girls. You understand what I'm saying? And so guys will use this excuse of, oh, well, you know, what's that saying? Maybe like, you'll never lose money
chasing women, but you'll make, no.
You lose money chasing women, but you'll never lose women chasing money and all this other shit.
Yeah.
You know, they come up with all these phrases to fucking make themselves feel better. The thing is this, at some point, because let's put it this way. Let's say you said, you know, should I focus on my purpose or go to the gym, right? You could not go to the gym, right? But guess what? You're going to be out of shape. So you'll have all that other shit done, but you'll still be out of shape. How about you go to the gym at the same time?
Yes.
While you're working on your purpose, so
yes,
you'll fucking have all your shit together and be fit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what why is this such a hard concept for people to get? But see, the thing is, dudes think that they're gonna be able to get women just by being on their purpose. That doesn't happen like that. Being on your purpose doesn't make you attract women. That being on your purpose is for you.
Right.
That's not for you to be sexually attractive to women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
that's the thing.
Right. 856, you'd be the last call. But I just want to say this: you can, hey, your degree, your body, your car cannot hide your weak ass personality. Cannot hide the fact that you don't know how to approach. Cannot hide the fact you don't know how to text, date, talk, or put flavor in that motherfucker's ear. So you could be on your purpose all you want, and guess what? Go ahead, because you'll be the one buying her dinners while Mr. Licario is getting his dick sucked. You'll be the one driving around while I got my dick on her forehead. So be on your purpose all you want. But if you want to come on our side of the street, you better say fuck that purpose shit, because I'm responsible, period. Last call, 856. Since you are the last call, we'll give you the last thing, and then we'll get to commercials and end the show. Last call. Let's give you the go-ahead, the last call thing. Here we go.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch off!
Eric code 856, last call, last question. What's up?
Can you hear me?
What's your question?
Oh, how do you guys feel about women emotionally imprinting men?
Okay, how, emotionally imprinting men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elaborate on that.
Okay, hold on, let me bring it back in. Elaborate on that. What is emotionally imprinting men? What does that mean?
Imprinting, like they're in your life for like a couple years, and then they leave, and then basically they make you sad afterwards.
Okay. Well, let me put you back in and shit. Would you like to go first, Akari, or shall I?
No, you go ahead. You go first.
Look, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all got to stop this fucking victimized blame shit. A woman is not. Oh, let me see if I can. Wait. Let me. One second, Licario. Let me see if I can find a Grassology one right here. I think this is it.
From the book, Grassology. Keep eating grass, you weak bitch, while we eat meat. Grassology rule 2. A woman is only going to do what you allow her to do. If you're cupcaking and allow her to walk all over you, then it's your fault, bitch. Why? Because once she realizes you can't lead, then and you are fucked.
So what I'm saying, Licario, real quick, is stop all this women imprinting on me. Women treat me bad. Women yelling at me. Motherfucker, that's not the truth. The truth is you allow that shit to happen. You told her that she could treat you bad. You let her imprint herself on you. A real motherfucking man doesn't do that shit. So y'all motherfuckers need to wake the fuck up and stop sitting around here telling, thinking that women are the problem. The problem is when she smell pussy, she going to walk all over you, and you're going to allow her to do that. Y'all motherfuckers need to man the fuck up and stop blaming women for everything that's going wrong in your life. You have to own your shit. Like Licario said, it's inside you. Licario, what you got on that, brother?
No, that's facts, man. Look, you know, the thing is this. You're not supposed to you're not supposed to let the woman get you to the point where she's getting you to react to her. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys get caught up in that. I've gotten caught up in that, you know, in the past where I'm with a girl and, you know, like she start doing something funny, I start feeling a certain way, or, you know, we stop seeing each other and I start feeling a certain way and all that other stuff. But you have to understand that, you know, all of that stuff that you're feeling, you understand what I mean? That's coming from you not being on top of your shit and being on your square as a man and understanding your value. Because you always have to look at it and always see it and always know that that's her loss. You understand what I'm saying? This is what you guys got to understand. You got to understand how valuable you are to these chicks. You understand? There was a video that was going around the other day where this girl was complaining about how, you know, it's hard for women out here to find a good man because, you know, you got this guy that's this and this guy that's that. And you know, and so the reason why they be complaining, because this is what dudes think. Dudes think, but just because a chick got 100 dudes in her inbox and on Tinder or in a bunch of dudes in the DMs, that she got a lot of options. You feel what I'm saying? But what happens is women, they can't find the top motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if you are the top motherfucker and you know you're the top motherfucker, then what are you sitting there getting all, you know, reacting to what some chick do? A chick going to do what she's going to do. You understand? And if she doesn't recognize that she's with that dude or that top dude, you understand what I'm saying? Then it is what it is. That's on her. But see, a lot of times you guys are not being that top guy. You're not being that guy who's at his full potential. And this is why you're grasping at the chick. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like when a person owns a company and they have employees and the employees quit or they leave, they don't cry and that the employee leave. They just go get another employee. You feel what I'm saying? They know their company is great. They know that what their company fucking does for society, and they know that their company brings value. So what the fuck I'm going to cry over some employee that you know, don't want to be there no more? You understand what I'm saying? I got a long list of people who want to be employees here. You see what I mean? And so that's the energy that you have to have with it. It's not reacting to, you know, the shit she's doing. Because remember, you're still dealing with a woman. You're dealing with a person who reacts and responds on some extreme emotional shit. But it's all about how she's feeling and all. Like, chicks will do a lot of shit based off how they're feeling that don't even have shit to do with you a lot of times. So it's like you reacting to that and getting emotional by that and feeling like she's imprinting you emotionally, that you're already losing the game right there. You understand? You need to stay focused on what the fuck you're about, what you're doing, and just replace that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So the thing is, a lot of times when you fucking forget who the fuck you are, that's when you start to get those feelings of, oh, damn, and I feel this way, and I feel that way, and I can't believe this, and I can't believe that. You feel what I'm saying? So don't worry about none of that shit. You just got to stay on your shit and understand who you are and be about what you be about, and then keep that shit pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this real quick to this fucking Sheldon dumbass. What the fuck you mean they talking? They are talking principles out of context. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. What Licario's saying is iron fucking clad. Ain't no goddamn out of context, motherfucker. She'll kick your dumbass out. Anyway,
I think you're talking about the guy who called.
My bad, Sheldon. We love you, Sheldon. We love you, dog. We love you, Sheldon. We love you, Sheldon. Sheldon, we love you, man. You our dog, man. Let's go ahead and hit a commercial. Now, Eric, there's one more call. You want me to take it and close it down, Licario?
No, he's going to take it and close
it. All right, real quick. We last call. 585. What's your question, man? Last one. What's up?
What's up, man? I spoke to Licario, I think, a couple weeks ago. I'm from upstate New York. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Licario from downstate. I don't know where you're from, Steve Dean, but shout out where you're from, too.
DC. DC, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, brother. I was telling him I was having a tricking problem where I was being lazy and, you know what I mean, paying chicks for pussy and this and that. And it's like it's kind of hard, right? I've been paying prostitutes for pussy because I didn't want to put in work and approach chicks. So I'm like, I'm having like this fear of rejection, but I don't understand why.
Okay, Licari, would you like to go first or shall I? Shit.
I go first.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Again, you know, you got to, I told him, you got to start quitting that shit cold turkey, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hand your credit card and your wallet over to your friend. Tell him to hold that down while you go out and talk to some chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, or give yourself $20 to go out. If you're going out, you know, once this, you know, fucking quarantine should die down, give yourself $20, go out, buy yourself a drink. And go to the fucking bar, go to the club, and start talking to these chicks. And don't, you ain't got no money to give them. You ain't got nothing to give them but your mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? And some dick. So you got to put yourself in position to where you don't have the option to give them anything. You understand what I'm saying? And get yourself used to fucking with girls without tricking. You see what I mean? Because you're so used to it that it's become a habit. It's become how you fucking interact with these chicks. So you got to just, you know, Get that shit out the way so that you can start getting used to dealing with girls without fucking with the money. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and we're going to commercial after this. Yeah, well, I just want, because we're wrapping this up. What I'm saying to you, brother, is this, and this is y'all's problem, all you guys out there. Y'all so worried about these women, y'all are not communicating with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are not, and I'll say it again, you tricking off a woman. See, a lot of y'all guys are used to running behind these motherfucking bitches. And the only reason I say bitches is because I get around Licario. He get me all excited and shit. But y'all, all y'all want to do is run, trick, accept their fucking crumbs, her maybe crumbs, her I'll think about it crumbs, I'll get back to you crumbs. Man, there's another world out there for you motherfuckers. And it's called the world of her wanting to fuck you. Her wanting to suck your dick. I am an opportunity. I ain't no motherfucking option. When y'all start thinking more like an opportunity versus a motherfucking option, then you motherfuckers going to start to realize that you don't have to kick out shit, and these women will kiss your ass. They will see you. They want to fuck you. They will call you. They will message you. They will send you selfies. You don't have to, guys, sit over here and beg these motherfucking women. These bitches ain't special. They nothing. They're not fucking special. Stop making them special. If you stop doing that shit, do the bad boy membership. You stop doing that shit, then guess what? They're going to wonder why you are so different from the 98% of these thirsty ass motherfuckers out there. The truth is inside of you. Let's go ahead. And let's hit one more commercial thing, and then we'll wrap this up, Licario.
Right.
Let's get on to my dog, Mr. the A1A, the AKA Mr. Licario.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Licario, the bad boy of the dating game, and welcome to badboymembership.com. This is a place where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Look, I know you're tired of getting rejected. I know you're tired of being scared to approach girls. I know you're tired of being alone on a Friday night. So this is why you need to join the Bad Boy membership, because once you join it, you're going to start to step up your game. You're going to learn how to date and attract the women that you want. Remember, the truth is inside you. Peace.
And last but not least, yeah.
Guys, are you ready to become a single-minded man? The Man Mindset has one-on-one coaching, free boot camps, tons of videos, archived shows from the past, a dating chat line with women on right now, a cooking show to create smooth-ass meals for women, and so much more. God damn, Steve, you're doing your thing. TheManMindset.com. We're more than just a dating site. We are a lifestyle.
All right, LaCara, wrapping it up, brother. What's going on with you real quick before we wrap this up? What's going on with
you? Yeah, so guys, remember, make sure you go to badboymembership.com. Also, make sure you guys get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. Go to MrLucario.com to get your copy today. Also, make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at RealMrLucario. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, guys. Also, guys, we appreciate you all. I'm the motherfucking Dean, themanmindset.com. Guys, go there. We have free boot camps, and we just released a brand new thing called the Fucking Man Attitude that is going to punch you in your chest. It's absolutely free. Free motivation and all that other stuff. Also, guys, subscribe. Hit the like button. Guys, I just want to say to you guys out there real quick that we appreciate you all. And also for my other my man mindset dogs, as soon as we get done with this, I'm going to do a live Riding with the Dean where we're going to chop up and spit game in the next few minutes. So look for that. But anyway, LaCario, man, it was a great show, brother. Great show,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Very
yes,
good
sir,
show.
Man. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody in the chat room.
Yes.
You know, rocking with us. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure you guys get those likes up and all that other good stuff. You feel what I mean?
Yes, absolutely, guys. We get the likes up. Support Mr. LaCario, the bad boy. Membership.com. Yeah. Support the movement, guys. We love you. We will see y'all motherfuckers next week. LaCario, just say we out, dog.
We out. Remember, the truth is inside you.
The truth is inside you, man. Peace.
All right, later.
And okay, we're off. Okay, hey, that shit was fire. I need more commercials from you. I need more commercials, LaCario.
I know. I keep fucking up.
I sent you the message. Send me a photo of your book because I'm gonna make a commercial for you. Goddamn ass.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna do it right now.
I don't want to bug you, but I just
I know you're
busy and shit, but yeah.
Right.
Send me your book cover. Mm-hmm. And right. I'm going to make a book commercial and an ad for that as well.
I can send you that too. Cause I'm going to send you the book and I actually have an ad for it too. So I'll send you both of them. Get a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Send me it all. Send me. Yeah. Please.
Right,
cause I want to kick commercials out for you, but
right. what's your email address again?
Okay. It's SBW. Just the man mindset at gmail.com.
The man mindset at gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Just send me everything you got or whatever because send me some photos with you and the bitches outside or something where I can do some tricking and shit on the thing. But I wanna do some shit for you, but I need the ad so I can give you more commercials.
I'm gonna send that shit to you right now as I'm getting off the joint.
Yeah, but you see how fire the show was with the noises.
That shit is hot. Real talk. Real talk. I'm gonna send that to you right now.
Okay.
I got this shit on my hard drive. I gotta put it on my
computer. Yeah, yeah. Just put on. You can do what you do and just send it to me because I got a book idea. I'm gonna make a book thing, a book commercial. And I'll make some ads. I just need something from you. Send me some more photos and stuff. I'll do the work. I'll get my guy, like the voice, the guy that's doing my ads, I'll have him do your ads.
Okay,
So we'll have a car.
I wanted to ask you, too, about that, about the chat line. So when people call that, it's like they just talking to some, like you hired somebody to talk to them.
No. This is a chat line with bitches. No, it's a real chat line. It's a dating chat line. So when you call it, women already on there talking about when they play their pussy and shit. No, I'm serious.
Wow. Who's the women?
I don't know who the fucking bitches are. It's a chat.
It's just a chat line.
It's a real live dating chat line that I invested in. Right. It's a real live dating chat line. Just down. Wait. Let me show you. Let me get the number real quick. Let me show you real quick before we go. Hold on. I'm gonna let you hear it. Let me see. What's the number? Let me pull up let me do the commercial so I grab the number. What's the number? Hold on. Give me 1 second. It's 509. Watch, listen. It's 509. All right, listen to this. Listen.
Welcome to the Man Mindset Chat Line, the premier adult chat line for one-on-one conversations. If you're a man, press 1. If you're a woman, press 2.
All right, watch.
If you're a man, press 1.
Come on, bitch. Hold on. Press 1. Come on. Shit.
That shit crazy.
Hold on. Shit. Oh, it hung up. But yeah, yeah, you go just down. Look, look, go on there when you get the chance and listen. It, write this number down. Write this number down. Write this down. You ready? 509.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. So you said 509.
876.
876.
5771.
5771.
And you can listen to the ads. Just go on there, press 1, then just press 9, and then go to the live chat, and you'll hear the bitches. I don't know where the fuck they from. They just want to talk shit, but part of my business service. So you get to listen to the ads for free, but if you want to talk to the bitches, you got to pay.
Right, got you.
Yeah, come on, brother. Come on, hustling.
That's what's up. Yeah. So I'm gonna send you the information in the next 5 minutes.
All right,
I'm gonna get and send it.
Yeah, send that shit, and I'm gonna work on it, and I got you covered, my brother. Hey, that was show was hot. Yeah, hey, when you were doing the live shit, just text me or send me the email, and I'll jump on your thing whenever you're doing that shit. All right.
All right, cool.
All right, brother. I'll holler back, my brother. All right, peace.